A new study on masks in children has been conducted by actual researchers in Germany and Poland, and it was just published in JAMA Pediatrics. That's the premier peer-reviewed pediatric medical journal in the world. That study confirms that masking children wasn't simply unnecessary and probably counterproductive. Masking children was legitimately dangerous for the children. In the study, researchers asked 45 kids between the ages of 6 and 17 to wear face masks for a very short period of time in a controlled environment. Within just 3 minutes, they found that kids were inhaling carbon dioxide up to more than 6 times the acceptable limit for adults. The younger the children, the higher the concentration of carbon dioxide. Almost immediately after putting a mask on a 7-year-old, that kid's carbon dioxide level was 25,000 parts per million. How much is that? Well, it's more than twice the level considered hazardous for adults in workplaces in this country. For example, the Minnesota Department of Health posts this guideline, quote, "The average concentration of carbon dioxide over an 8-hour period should not exceed 10,000 parts per million." That kid had 25,000 parts per million. And keep in mind, the guidance is for an 8-hour period. This study found far higher concentrations in just minutes after putting on a mask. Imagine a full school day and what it would do to a child. How about a full year of full school days? Think about that. It's horrifying. And the effects are measurable and have been for a while, but they've been ignored. One large-scale survey of 25,000 children conducted in Germany found that the overwhelming majority of kids reported adverse effects from wearing face masks. Some of them were serious. The effects included hypercapnia, that's excessive CO2 in the bloodstream. That's not surprising. And then many of the symptoms included profound cognitive impairment, confusion, loss of consciousness, and asphyxiation.